USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An energy-gaining tropical storm, Ian, was expected to intensify into a hurricane on Monday and possibly into a Category 4 storm as early as midweek. A tropical storm warning has been issued for the lower Florida Keys from Seven Mile Bridge westward to Key West. The National Hurricane Center forecasts 2 to 4 inches of rainfall in the area. The hurricane will approach Florida's west coast by midweek. The United States sees that Russia is struggling in its invasion of Ukraine and has warned Moscow that there would be catastrophic consequences if it were to use a nuclear weapon in its war against Ukraine. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CBS News Sunday night.
We've heard a lot of irresponsible rhetoric coming out of Vladimir Putin, but we're focused on making sure that we're all acting responsibly, especially when it comes to this kind of loose rhetoric. We have been very clear with the Russians publicly and as well as privately to stop the loose talk about nuclear weapons.
The annexation referendums in Russia-controlled areas of Ukraine continues through Tuesday. Ukraine and Western nations have called the vote a sham. Can NASA shift the orbit of an asteroid by smashing into it with a fast-moving spacecraft? The agency might find out Monday when DART, a bus-sized spacecraft, traveling at over 14,000 miles per hour, tries to hit a 525-foot-wide space rock. The impact is scheduled for 7:14 p.m. Eastern on Monday. 2 years after Oregon residents voted to decriminalize hard drugs and dedicate hundreds of millions of dollars to treatment, few people have requested the service. The Drug Addiction Treatment and Recovery Act in 2020 is focused on decriminalizing possession of personal use amounts of heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, and others. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant material such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Republicans are focused on fixing a broken Washington, D.C. in November's midterm elections. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Republican members of the House of Representatives have unveiled a Commitment to America agenda they will implement if they take back the majority in Congress. New York Representative Elise Stefanik, who serves as House Republican Conference Chair, joined Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream and said this is further proof of how committed the party remains to each other despite attempts from the outside to divide them.
The media is trying to divide us. The Democrats are trying to divide us. We are united, the House Republicans, whether it's the Freedom Caucus, whether it's the Republican Governance Group or the Republican Study Committee. All members of Congress were able to provide input in this development of the Commitment to America.
Conservative leader Giorgia Meloni has claimed victory in Italy's election and is on course to become the country's first female prime minister. Ms. Meloni is widely expected to form Italy's most right-wing government since World War II. Italy is the European Union's third largest economy, and a clear sign current political standards are not supported by their people. The National Football League announced on Sunday Rihanna will perform at the Super Bowl halftime show in February in Glendale, Arizona. About 100 rampaging youths trashed a Wawa convenience store in Northeast Philadelphia Saturday night, turning it into a food fight strip club. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.